Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You can't do anything. You can't do that with the juniors out in the suburbs anymore. Hey, 26 past four, because we got inundated with calls about junior footy at the start of the show, there's something that, you know how we feel about Gary and Tim.
Love them to death.
We're in awe of them, and we love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like...
Well, Gary, actually, Tim doesn't communicate with me much anymore.
No, he's a bit of a, if you're important to him... You're being able to, for him to do his general sort of work, he'll lean on you in that regard. But if you're of no real use to him, he doesn't indulge time in you.
I used to enjoy, I'd be watching an NBA, and all of a sudden my phone would start buzzing, he'd be asking me about players, this going on, he can't play. It was a lot of fun. But
Felix von Hoff's got him now, so that's where he's gone.
Okay. And you need to listen to the West.
Anyway, their show is fantastic, and I very much encourage everybody between 6 and 9 on the... How many days a week?
Tuesday to Thursday.
Tuesday to Thursday. The 3 days a week they do these days. I very much encourage
you. Start.
I very much encourage you to listen to them because it's a fine, fine show.
Yes.
Yeah, when they can be bothered.
It's been a tough morning.
when they can haul themselves in here. But anyway, I was listening to their show this morning and my ears pricked, Keith, when I heard this.
I hammered Hutchie for the thought that you do not lose a game of football. Caro, and you were there, and I'm sure you still feel that way about it. But you look on in months' time, and you forget who won that game of footy, but you don't forget what this guy could be potentially for the next 15 years.
What Matty Lloyd is saying there, that they should have tanked, North Melbourne should have tanked late in the season last year so that they could have secured the number one draft pick. As Matty Lloyd explained then.
What Matty Lloyd said, as Matty Lloyd explained.
Late in the evening.
I'm hearing... Andrew, it was after 10 o'clock at night when Matthew Lloyd, who is a fine, fine analyst and a wonderful human being.
And clearly listens to our show.
When he said what he said. Mm-hmm. Now, that's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
But I direct Tim Watson.
And Matty.
To what happened on our program at least 7 hours before Matthew Lloyd was going with his stuff.
Thank you.
On Footy Classified. Tim... This was happening several hours earlier. Oh, Rod.
I'm going to tell you what mattered. And that was 2023, round 24, Gold Coast v North Melbourne. North Melbourne trailing by 28 points and eventually, with a spectacular comeback, get the win. And the consequences of that meant that they went from the first pick to the second pick. And based on we saw yesterday... with Harley Reid, and he put on a display that that I think demonstrated that one win that they had could eventually cost them dearly in the long term.
Now, hello.
I don't know what else. This is news to me. But
I don't know what else I need to say here. I'm absolutely shocked. I'm disappointed. I am disappointed in Tim. Not so much Gary, because this was Tim, I think, leading this conversation. Tim, I know they're brothers at Essendon. I know there's the Essendon Brotherhood, Lloyd and Watson. But Andrew, I find that you are the captain of Australia. You are a flag bearer, five-time Olympian.
I like to call it agenda setter.
I don't think Matthew Lloyd, as far as I'm aware, I don't think Matthew Lloyd went to any Olympic Games. I know that he played some footy.
When he says it might have marginally more credibility than me, though. I will concede that because he is...
Don't you go getting soft now, please.
No, I'm just saying I can appreciate...
Because you were the one who asked me to say this. You're the one who asked me to put this onto the agenda.
I did not. I don't even know it was there.
Don't flip it around. Don't go soft now.
This is what's happened. Gary's texted you and you've just put the bed.
No, they haven't yet.
I did not ask for this. I didn't even know it happened.
They haven't texted me yet. But Tim won't text now because he'll be having a sleep. He has a little nip. He has a little nap before he goes into the makeup chair over there at Channel 7.
I'll have to concede there might have been the odd the odd time when either Tim or Maddie have brought a topic to the agenda that I might have actually discussed myself. So I'm not going to. It would have been nice to get a little acknowledgement that I was the first to the little, party.
Just
of it,
sticking up for you, mate.
That's okay. All.
You're a great Australian.
You did, but then you backed right off.
Australia's greatest ever person. Well, that's only because you started softening your position.
I'm
and
strong.
May I say, is that really his birthday today? M. Lloyd turns 46 today.
Gee,
does look a day
nick.
Over 38.
He doesn't.
No, he's a strong individual.
Very good.
He's got a very good skin care regime.
Right.
I'm sure he
so
uses
he uses the ointments and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure he does. You can't have such blemishless skin.
We need to share because I need plenty of it.
It's a bit late for you, bro.
Too late?
Yeah, I think so.
What about you?
I mean, good, Nick.
I'm talking about the wrinkles. You got, I tell you, you got a lot
That's
of, what
a lot
are these
of too
things
much
called?
Time, crow's foot.
You got
too much time in the sun,
the
mate, out in the lineup.
All right.
Squinting into the setting sun.
Okay.
Looking for the next barrel.
Mm.
That's what happens, mate. Anyway, 28
minutes.
I
appreciate
minutes.
You.
Thank you.
No,
I'm just sticking up for you, mate.
No, it's not a big deal. I wasn't upset.
You're a little upset, but anyway, yeah, we're all good now. 28 minutes to five.
I wasn't upset.
You were upset, and that's okay. You're
I
good
wasn't.
Now. Oh, you were, and it's all good. You've had your say.
Just
we've had our say on your behalf.
Just more upset that Tim doesn't message me.
Right. Let's get to the newsroom. You are the greatest Australian that has ever lived.